one of the reasons why we encourage the attendance of the tutorial. All right, that said, if you have to, circumstances don't allow you to attend the tutorial, that's fine. You know, you can always catch up. If you have to pick between skipping tutorial or lecture, then you can pick the tutorial. But if there isn't a reason to skip something, you can attend it, then by all means, do participate and do attend, insha'Allah. Okay. The tutorial, we're gonna start today by typing in Arabic. Okay, typing in Arabic. This is a very important skill because if you are trying to become a lifelong learner of Arabic and Quran, you need the tools to be able to learn. Okay, like if you are learning a language or learning any topic, the language is maybe a bad example, but if you're learning any topic, you know, the basic tools you need to have to be able to learn that topic is the ability to express your thoughts. Okay, so for someone to be a lifelong learner of Arabic, this writing is a way for you to express your learning, express your thoughts. Is very critical, in my opinion, for someone to be able to do that. So we're gonna be able to we'll be talking about how to type in Arabic today. Okay, so here is the site that we will be using. Thought I did click it, but never mind. Okay. Fine. Accept your cookie policy. Okay. This right here is the Arabic keyboard. The English keyboard goes, it's called the QWERTY keyboard. QWERTY from Q-W-E-R-T-Y. Q-W-E-R-T-Y. That's why it's called the QWERTY keyboard. That keyboard has the Arabic letters imposed on it or juxtaposed on top of it. That is the Arabic keyboard. It is not by phonetics. Okay, so it's not like, for example, that the alif is an A or the ba is a B. It's not like that. Okay, it's not phonetical. It's just the way they have arranged it is a arrangement that is just like the QWERTY keyboard arrangement. It's not in any particular order. There is some rhyme and reason to it, but in reality, it's quite random. That said, let us remember, or let us get started with the keyboard. Okay, so this site that you have here, this is nice because what you can do in this site is you can type in English and it will type in Arabic for you. So I am typing an alif. I actually press H, it will type a alif. Okay, just like that. If I press in my keyboard, on my keyboard I pressed H, it will type an alif. Okay, the ba is the F and the ta is the J. Now if you are typing in English, you know, if and you have a keyboard that is a physical keyboard, a computer keyboard, you will notice that you may not know that the F and the J are the two keys that have the little indents of your in your keyboard. Like it's got these little two small indents that you can use to feel them and to know where you are. So those two are fa. The F and the J for us is the ba is for the F and ta is for the J. So that's a good way to practice it, just to get it, you know, familiar with. These are the two letters of the indents, ba and ta, ba and ta. Just like in English, if you know how to type without looking, you search for using your fingers that these two keys first and foremost. Okay. You have ba ta. The next letter is tha, right? So I have alif, I have ba, I have ta, I have tha. Tha is right here, e. Then I have Jim. Jim here is in the corner, top right corner. Can somebody find it for me? What letter is the Jim? Top right corner. And okay, we have Sister Nadia. Thank you. Sister Sajila, thank you as well. Square bracket. Yes, sir. Okay, that is indeed our Jim. Thank you. Next to the Jim, to its left is the Ha. And then to the next of it is the Kha. So there's a little bit of an order. Jim, Ha, Kha are together. Okay. Dal. Where is Dal? Dal is on the other side of Jim. See, Dal is right here. On the other side of the Jim, next to, like, the other side of the square bracket. I guess the bracket closed or something. Okay. Can you find Dal for me? Dal. Dal. People are still looking. Nobody found it. Aha. Right here in the top left corner. Right here in the top left corner, we have our friend Dal. Kind of randomly placed. But what can you do? On top of the tab, exactly. Okay. Dal. What's the next letter? Ra, right? Ra is right here. V. Okay. So Ra. Zai is on this side where the period is. Zai. Okay. Dal Ra Zai. Seen. Seen is the S. Seen, and then sheen is the A. Seen, sheen. Then we have sod and dot, kind of, you know, in the same place as well, just above it. Sod is the W and dot is the Q. Ta and va are here in the middle row, next to, or right next to the enter key. Ta, next to the enter key, below it is the va, right here. The question mark or the forward slash key. Alright. Da ta va ayn. Ayn. Where is ayn, folks? Ayn is... Ayn's right here. You. Ayn. And then ghayn is next to it. Fa is next to it. Qaf is next to it. So there's a little bit of an order. I mean, like, they kind of just sometimes come in a row. Right? Fa, Qaf, Kaf is here. Somewhat randomly in the middle of the row where the semicolon is. Fa, Qaf, Kaf, Lam. Lam is G. Then, Meem is where... is the L. Noon is K. That means noon. What am I saying? Ha. Ha is I. Then wow is right here. I think it's the comma. And lastly, ya is D right here. Okay. Did I miss any letter? I don't think I did. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha, dal, ra, zai, sin, shin, sad, da, ta, va, ayn, ghain, fa, qaf, kaf, lam, mim, noon, ha, wow, ya. Excellent. Those nasheeds that my kids listen to helped me out here a little bit. Hamza, thank you. Thank you. And ta, marbuta. Thank you again. Yes. Great. Hamza, where is the Hamza? Hamza is the X, correct. Right here is Hamza. Hamza also is the C, where the Hamza sits on the Waw, and the Z, where the Hamza sits on the Ya. Very good. Where is the Hamza that sits on the Alif? That we have to press Shift 4. Press Shift 4, and that is where you see. Look at H. Okay? Look at H, this letter right here. Now, press Shift. That's where I get my Hamza with the that sits on the Alif. Capital H. Correct. That gives me Hamza. Okay, very good. Now, when I press the Shift button, you see there is also a couple of other things. There is the on the Ya, on the Y, is the Hamza that is sitting on the Alif, but it's right here, you see? This guy. The Hamza that sits on the Alif, but it sits below. Why does it sit below the Alif? It's because it's taking a Kasra. That's usually why it sits below. If you remember from our study of Surah Quraysh is a good example. You remember this? Ila fi Quraysh. This Hamza is sitting under the Alif. Or this Hamza, ila fihim, again sitting under the Alif. This is because there's a kasra there. Okay, so that is our Hamza, all the Hamzas. Ta marbuta, where is the ta marbuta? Ta marbuta is right here, M. Ta marbuta is the M. Okay. So those are some of the letters. Now, there is an interesting little tidbit here that I want to point out to you. If I press Shift, look at this letter, N. Do you notice what's there? I'll press it for you. Do you notice what's there? This is there. It's an Alif with a squiggly line, like this. Alif with the squiggly line. We didn't talk about this Alif with the squiggly line, did we? We didn't. What is the Alif with the squiggly line? Not Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl is more the one that has the fish head on top. Like this one. This is Hamzatul Wasl. It's like a fish head. It's not necessarily a squiggly line. Is it a mad? Some people are saying that. Let us look at an example. Okay, let us look at an example and let us go to Surah number 2, ayah number 285, I think. Okay, now I want you to look at this is an interesting little observation. Okay, look at this word, amana. See this word, amana? Yes or no? You see it, folks? I'm sure you do. Here is Amana over here. Now, if I was to take my pen and annotate it to write the lengths that we're reading here, this is how many lengths? This is 2. Very good. Fatha followed by an Alif with a Sukun. Very good. Ma is 1 and Na is 1. Okay. This is the, what we're calling, or what in fact is, the Uthmani spelling. The Uthmani spelling, as you can tell by the name, is referencing Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, the great companion Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. It's referencing him. Why referencing him? It's referencing him because he was the one, radiallahu anhu, who started, or who he was the one who made up the final spelling of the Quran for us. It was written before him. People before spelled him. The Prophet sometimes the Sahaba wrote it and they had their spelling. Then Umar had a spelling that was similar or an adaptation of it. But the final spelling of how to spell words in the Quran, from that time to this day, and inshallah to the end of the time, is the spelling of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay? It is actually a condition for a copy of the Quran, or for someone when they write some verses of Quran, for it to be considered Quran, it has to be according to the spelling of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay? Now, there is also what I'm calling the newspaper Arabic spelling. The newspaper Arabic spelling. Okay, watch the word amana over here. Now what amana is highlighted, watch what happens to it. Are you ready? I hope you are. Oh, buddy. You notice what happened? Did you notice? Did you see? Look. Here it's amana. Here is amana again. This is a peculiarity that we have to be aware of. Okay? We have to be aware of this because you are not just studying Arabic for the sake of Arabic, you're studying it to understand the Quran. Correct? But also, you are studying Arabic, and Arabic today, the way it's spelled is sometimes different than the way the Quran spells it, or the way Uthman radiallahu anhu more precisely spelled it. The way it's written in books, the way it's found in texts, the way sometimes I will type it is actually a little different than the spelling of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay? So now there is a familiarity that you need to have of both types of spellings. Okay? Because though on the one hand, the goal is to actually apply everything to the Quran. Okay. On the other hand, the goal also is for us to develop the foundations, to learn Arabic, and then to really take those studies all the way, finishing Arabic studies, then transitioning into Islamic studies in the Arabic medium. For that to happen, that familiarity has to be there with both. So, subhanAllah, that is why we're going to point this out, these little things out here. What the newspaper Arabic spelling is alif with a mad, okay? This alif with a mad, this is a mad sign. This is actually Hamza with a fatha followed by an alif with a sukun. That is what is equal to. That is what is representing. That's how in newspaper Arabic, in today's Arabic books and literature, that's how they would spell it. But the Quran spelling is a little different. It is Hamza with a fatha followed by an alif. Okay? Is that okay, folks? Great. Let us look at this word, or let us look at this ayah a little bit. Look at this. Kullun amana billahi. Like if I look at Uthmani here again. Kullun amana billahi. Same thing here. The Hamza is spelled as such. Is another difference I want to point out to you, inshallah. Okay? Is another difference I want to point out to you. Okay. Do you look at this ayah right here? Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. This word right here. Samawati. Okay? Maybe let's open the... I think the Quran.com script or the... interface is a lot cleaner, but I can't copy anything for some reason. Or I can copy it, but it's not really great. This is great for copying and pasting. Okay, so this word, I'll copy it. This is the word we're looking at.
As-samawati.
Okay, let's look at this word. As-samawati. All right. I will get my annotation pen out. That means you have to participate. Ready? People are like, we're tired. Get to the point already. All right, thank you, Sisterba. Sisterbadad. Okay, what is this letter? Mashallah, I'm really happy that everybody's writing the whole thing. Hamzatul Wasl. You could write Hamzatul Wasl as HW. That's okay. Something that, if brevity is not a problem for me. Okay? But if you want to spell the whole thing and you can type fast, Alhamdulillah, that's also good. What is this letter? The lamb. What does the lamb have on it? Lamb has a sukun on it. Great. This is a spelling rule, or this is a Quran calligraphy font nuance. That if the sukun is not written, that means that that letter or that sukun isn't pronounced. See this sukun on tukhfuhu. You see this waw? The sukun on it is not written. You see this alif? The sukun on it is not written. You see this ya? The sukun on it is not written. Why is that? Because it's not pronounced. Fi, it's a stretching. It's a vowel with a sukun. It stretches the sound. This is just something as an FYI to the Quran script that we are using. This is just a FYI about the font. All right. Now, this has lamb with a sukun. Seen. What does the seen have on it? What does the seen have on it? Shadda and shadda with fatha. Perfect. Right. Shadda with fatha. Okay, this is meme with a fatha. Correct? What is this guy? This is our alif. It's a little alif. It is in fact the little alif. Okay, it is the little alif. You might remember little alif from our notes. Right? You remember this? The little alif is the same as the big alif with sukun on it. So, this is just like a big alif with sukun. Okay, great. Alright, this is a waw with a fatha. This is again a little alif. And this is a ta with a kasra. Perfect. Now, are we beginning this sound, hamzatul wasl? Or is there a tashkil before it that is joining this word? Beginning or joining? Okay, I think maybe I worded it wrong. Let me reword this a little bit. Okay. Pronounced when starting a word. Dropped when continuing from previous letter with tashkil. Are we starting a word or continuing from a previous. As-samawati, are we starting or continuing? Starting. So that means the hamzatul wasl will be pronounced. Great. Now, this one is going to skip the lam and is going to go join the seen. Us. Okay? It's going to go join the seen. Us. Like that. Now, one thing I like to point out about the shadda, that is something I did not point out before, but I think it's apt to point it out right now. Say if I have something like this, just a small a hamza or a alif with a fatha, like a hamzatul wasl with a fatha, and then a seen with a shadda and a fatha. This is actually like this. You can understand this to be as follows. As sa. As sa. This as is one haraka. This sa is also one haraka, one length long. Okay? That's a good understanding of the shadda, because remember, the shadda is the doubling of the letter. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're writing the letter twice, but the letter is doubled. And that is a good way of thinking about it. That there is as if like a sukoon on the first letter, and then the second one has a whatever the tashkil is. If it's a fatha, it will be a fatha. If it is a kasra, it will be a kasra. Right? As-si would be like this, right? If it was something like this, or maybe what I'll do is this. I'm going to actually... let me clear this for a sec. And let me try something here. Okay. So, let us take a word with a shadda like... let's take a real word. Okay. Rabbu... Rabba, Rabbi. Okay? Rabbu, Rabba, Rabbi. Here is a good understanding of the shadda. A way to understand the shadda. All right? I will actually move it. Over here. Alright. A way to understand it is for Rabbu, it's like this. Rabbu. For Rabba is Rab. What's going to be on the second ba? Which tashkil am I putting on it? Fatha. Very good. But the masul, it's just a good question. Just hold on. We'll answer your question in a little bit. If you don't mind, just please let me finish this topic. Okay. Rabbi is ra. Like that. This is a good way of understanding it. This way, when I ask you what rabbu, you can say, okay, well, rab is one haraka, one unit. Bu is one haraka. Rabba, rab is one haraka. Ba is one haraka. Haraka means a unit, okay? Rabbi, Rabbi is one unit. B is one unit. Just like that. Okay? That's a good way of understanding the Shadda, because the Shadda is the doubling of the letter, not of the length of pronunciation. The length of pronunciation is doubled when you add the vowel. Alright? So that's that. Now let's go back to As-Samawat. Okay? Let us go back to As-Samawat. There's a question about whether Masool is... why is it that we are pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl? Oh, Sister Mahdiya is saying, I'm confused. Shadha always comes with Fatha, Dhamma or Kasra. Fatha, Tanween. Understand from our lessons, a Fatha, Tanween to be two Fathas. Kasra, Tanween be two Kasras, etc. What is meant by Tanween in the note on this page? What is the example of Shadda Tanween? Tanween on the note in this page here? Okay. Hold on. Let me just finish this As-Samawati. Let me finish this example and I'll say, okay, what are the questions? Okay? Is that right, Sister Mahdiya, Sister and Brother Masool? Okay. Remind me of your question in a little bit. Let me finish this example. As is one unit. Sa is... one unit, correct? Ma is two, great. Wa is two, awesome. Ti is one unit, great. As-Samawati. The thing about the reason why I'm bringing this up is when I go look at what the word, what's going to happen to the word Samawat. Ready? You can still see it, right? On your screen? Okay. Look at what happens to it. Oh, it's... you have to wait then. Do you see what happened? What changed? Ah, oh, thank you. Maybe I can remove this one. Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. Jazakallahu khairan. Look at the thing. What changes between... you know, I'm just going to actually make note. What changes between this... to this? Excellent. No little alif. Little alif to big alif. With sukoon. Excellent. Also, someone noticed that the Hamzatul Wasl is gone in writing. Isn't it right? Look at even the word Allah here. If I write Uthmani, look at what happens to the word Allah. Is that a Hamzatul Wasl? Right there. Right? When I go back and I change this guy to simple, check what happens. Interesting, isn't it? This is actually the thing. The newspaper Arabic spelling omits the little alif and puts it as big alif. It omits the Hamzatul Wasl and just puts it as alif with a sukoon. And puts alif as a sukoon over here. That's how they write it. Okay? When I start typing in Arabic and we start doing Arabic grammar, which has al and no al, I will write it with newspaper Arabic spelling. So I want this, again, this little detail to be pointed out to you, because when you are trying to understand the language and then take it and apply it to an ancient text. There is going to be these little, you know, layers of complexities. And sometimes when they're not addressed as a topic by themselves, they can actually make things very difficult for a student. And to the point where a student I've seen, they just get lost because there's too many of these little things. And then the point that they need to learn is just in the background now. And that's it. Then the whole study is derailed. And then they say, SubhanAllah, this stuff is very hard for me. All right. That unfortunately is because these little things are not explained properly first. There's a difference in the way the word is spelled in the Quran and the way it's spelled in modern Arabic, in newspaper Arabic. Okay, difference number one, the mad, alif with the mad, is actually hamza with the fatha followed by alif with the sukoon in the Quranic spelling. Thus, little alifs are turned into big alifs in the newspaper Arabic. Hamzatul wasl is just written as an alif in newspaper Arabic. Is that point clear? Well, yeah. Okay. Now, we also have some other questions that some folks had. Question number one was, why are we pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl? I thought it was not supposed to be pronounced. Well, Hamzatul Wasl is actually pronounced when starting a word. Because if you don't pronounce it, before, like, there's a sukoon here. You can't say it. You can't pronounce the word. So Hamzatul Wasl's role is to be pronounced. The alif is the thing that holds the Hamzatul Wasl. Just like the alif is the thing that holds the hamza that sits on an alif and sits on a waw and sits on a ya.
Yes, how can I help you?
Okay, thank you. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's question number one, yes? Question number two from sister, does that answer your question, Brother Masool? I'm assuming it's brother, sorry. And then, Sister Mahdiya, your question was, Shadda comes with a fatha, dhamma, kasra. Oh, sorry, Sister Masood, forgive me. Does that answer your question? And Sister Mahdiya's question was about the tanween. Okay? The tanween is two fathas, two dhammas, two kasras. Okay? They can also come on a shadda at the very end. But we'll see that later. Don't worry about that right now. We'll see that later once we start doing a little bit more complicated words. But the shadda by itself needs another tashkil. Needs another tashkil. Because as you see, the first, it's a doubling of the letter. The first letter is a sukoon. The second one's got to have a tashkil like a dhamma or two dhammas, like a fatha or two fathas or a kasra or two kasras. Okay? To say something if you were. But is it pronounced every time? Okay. Sister Masool, is it pronounced every time? Let's look at this example. If you have this, Al Qamari, pronounced. Wal Qamari, not pronounced. All right. I don't know how to get Hamzatul Wasl on the keyboard. This is Salam, I'm sorry. Like I said, in modern newspaper Arabic, it's just an alif. And that's how actually I write it as well. Or how I will write it as well. Okay. Hamzatul Wasl. I'll actually put it here. Is actually alif. And the little alif is the big alif with sukoon. Differences between Uthmani spelling and newspaper Arabic spelling. Alright, now let us move on to another interesting little topic. Tajween signs and rules not Arabic. Okay? Okay? This is an interesting topic for us. تجويد signs and rules. This ayah, ayah number 285 of Surah Baqarah, the second last ayah of Surah Baqarah, a very beautiful ayah. It's actually these two ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah, the Prophet ﷺ told us that these are a treasure from the treasures of Allah. And the one who reads this in the last part or before they go to sleep, kafatahu, like, or not before they go to sleep, sorry, more precisely, when the whoever reads it in the evening after Maghrib, kafatahu, these two are enough to take care of that person. It's an incredible thing. Please make it a habit to read them. Now, here is a word, Rabbihi. It says a ra with a fatha and a shadda. This is a ba with a shadda and a kasra. This is a ha with a what? A ha with a kasra. Excellent. Right? Thank you. What is this? Is it a... Is it a little ya? Is it just like a little alif is like a big alif? Is this a little ya? Okay, how many things it's a little ya? Yes. How many think it's a little ya? Say yes. How many think it's not a little ya? Say no. Okay. How many are not sure? Okay, great. We have a couple people not sure. A few people say yes. A few people say no. The ummah is divided. This is like the moon sighting. Okay. This is a tajweed rule. It is not Arabic. It is not a little ya. It is not like the little alif equals big alif at sukun. This is not it. This is a pure tajweed thing. Okay? It's a purely tajweed thing. So you will see it in the Quran script that you're reading. You will see these things. I need to point it out to you. It's a purely tajweed thing. It is not a Arabic grammar thing. Okay? So those of you who said no, in fact, you were correct. It is not a little ya. Look at these little things, right? There's this floating J here, or floating jim. There's another jim. Do you notice that? There's a little two-letter word there, silly. That's what they how they pronounce it. And I'm not being silly. Okay? Are these Arabic or tajweed? Who thinks this is tajweed? You can say yes for tajweed. Who thinks this is Arabic? Type A. And there are a few people saying A. By the way, you know, just like I really appreciate people participating. This class, the Arabic stuff is pretty hard. I mean, it's not like an easy thing. And it's made a little harder by the fact that I don't see you. Because when I don't see a person in class, I don't really know whether they get it or not. The only way for you to not drift off is by participating and typing. Okay? And I'm trying my best to make the questions so that it's easy to participate and type. If that engagement goes away, then most probably your ability to keep up with the content will be slowly reducing, and as that slowly reduces, it will be very soon before you just don't get it. Okay, this unfortunately happens. There's so many studies done that when engagement is down, the retention of a student and their learning is also down. When engagement is up, retention goes up and understanding goes up as well. So I really, really appreciate everybody who participates, right? And if you say an answer and it's wrong, like, don't feel bad about yourself. Please, absolutely don't feel bad about yourself. And then don't let that stop you from answering afterwards. Please continue to answer, because that is how we, you know, keep engaged with the learning, so that we can keep learning, inshallah. This is a hard thing that we're doing, and we need all the help from Allah's tawfiq, and then all these little things to help us get to the end of our journey, inshallah. So I really, really appreciate everybody participating. If you get something wrong, that should not make you say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything now. I'll just be quiet. Please don't do that, all right? Basha, thank you. Jazakallah khair. The answer, going back to our question, is this is actually a tajweed rule. Yeah, the chat window is a little bizarre. I'm trying to figure out what to do about it. Sorry, Mother Musa. But I've moved it to the corner for now. This is a tajweed rule. Okay, this is a tajweed, not in Arabic. In fact, this is a recommendation from the scholar who wrote this Quran. He's telling you it's recommended you stop here. And it's recommended you stop here. And it is not recommended you stop here. It's recommended you continue reading here. That's his recommendation. Absolutely not written in stone. And it's absolutely not Arabic. It is purely tajweed. Okay? You will see these things all over the Quran. These little symbols. I'm going to try my best to point them out to you, so that the confusion does not arise or is minimized. Okay? Question from Sister Nadia. Okay, you can type your question. Let me ask the next one. These recommendations are based on meaning. Correct, Sister Nadia. However, it's not an Arabic grammar rule. Okay? There's no Arabic grammar implication of it. Okay? The little alif has a Arabic grammar implication. Because, as we'll see, for example, samawat. If you don't know this little alif is actually a big alif, and you didn't know this little alif was a big alif, you may not realize that this is a plural. Samawat. That's a form of the plural. So that has a legitimate Arabic grammar and implication. Whereas these rules, or these ones, don't. These are just purely pronunciation. Nothing else. Okay? A question about the ayah, let's just keep that a little bit. Let us finish the topic. This squiggly thing, which we decided was a mud, is this guy, is this a tajweed rule or is this Arabic? Question from Sister Heba is, little tajweed, yeah, is for pronunciation, but not equivalent to ya with a sukoon. Absolutely correct. I will actually copy and paste this over here. Little ya. Is for pronunciation. But not equivalent to a ya with a sukoon. That is absolutely correct. Okay. Alright, thank you. That's actually correct and it's well phrased. This mud is a purely tajweed. You're stretching yasha. Look at this. Okay, yasha is over here.
Yasha'u.
He's stretching it because that's the way it's read. That's the Quran's tajweed. And it is not anything to do with Arabic grammar. This is ya with a fatha, sheen with a fatha, alif with a sukoon, hamza with a dhamma. That's what it is. The extension of it from beyond two units, that is a tajweed thing. Okay? That's a tajweed thing. It is not an Arabic grammar rule. As I mentioned, some of these things overlap, but some of them are purely tajweed, and I want to point this out to you, inshallah, so you don't get confused. Make sense? All right. Now we're gonna transition into another very interesting topic. Back to our keyboard. Are you ready for this, folks? Where is the little alif? Oh, where's my keyboard gone? Okay, let me refresh the browser. I don't know what happened. There, it's back, alhamdulillah. Okay. Where is the little alif on the keyboard? The little alif. Not so that the H is the big alif, that's correct. And Arabic wise, they're both the same. But to type it. That was a trick question. Because the little alif that we see here sitting on the mim of Samawat and the alif of Samawat is actually not in the keyboard. It's not a letter on the keyboard. What is a letter on the keyboard is something quite interesting. That is definitely Uthmani script. But there is an interesting letter here. This letter. On the N. You see this letter? The letter that I just wrote. What does it look like to you? It looks like a ya. Okay? It looks like a ya. Very good. But actually, it isn't a ya. It isn't a ya. It is a different, it is a alif that is sitting on a ya. And that is called alif maqsura. Okay? It's called alif maqsura. Look at the word ala. Look at this. You're like, these letters are just not ending in, complexity. There's one, just, we thought we finished all the letters. No, just one more. One more complication. Look at this ala. Okay, look at that. What is this? Ayn with the fatha. What is this letter? Lam bida fatha. Thank you. Lam bida fatha. Great. This here, this thing that looks like the ya, does not have the dots and has a little alif on it. This is called alif maqsura. What is it called? Alif maqsura. Sits on an alif. Alif on a ya with no dots. And guess what's on this little alif maqsura? It's like an alif for the sukoon on a ya with no dots. You're like, oh my goodness, what is happening here? Why? It is not a ya. In fact, it is an alif with a sukoon. Always has sukoon on it. Okay? That's what it is. Ala. So if I was to now pronounce it, I'm get my annotation out here. Ayn, how long is the ayn? A, one. How long is this? Two. That is absolutely correct. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so this is an important letter. Alif Maqsura is a very important letter. And it will show up in Arabic grammar a lot. It remains as is in newspaper Arabic. Okay? They don't put the little alif but they write it with no dots. Alright? It remains as is. It appears in newspaper Arabic as well because it's a very integral part of Arabic. So ya with two dots is not a ya. If alif maksura. Now here is a little curveball, Sister Summer, right? They're like, I thought these were letters and we can move on now. You don't know Arabic letters just yet. There is a little more of a complexity coming up. Are you ready? I don't want to give people heart attacks. Okay, look at... let me change... Okay, look at this letter. Oh, look at this word. Fa and... Yeah, correct? Yes or no? Yes, if it's fa or ya. Great. Keep looking at this letter for a second. As I do something interesting. Okay, that destroyed the dramatic effect, but that's okay. Right here. What happened? Well, I changed it to the spelling of the Uthmani Quran. What happened? Dots are gone. Dots are gone, right? Notice this guy is also a ya, right? But its dots are there. Right? This ya, its dots are gone. And this is something you will find throughout the Quran. Okay? Look at, for example, anytime there is a fi, I'm kind of losing my fi here. Alhamdulillah, in this page I didn't find any. But any time essentially, you have the word written like this, the dots are gone. The ya written like this, the dots are gone. Okay? This is how it's spelled. This is not a Uthmani spelling, like this is not like a spelling specific thing. This is a calligraphy specific thing. Where the fi, the ya at the end of the word is spelled without dots. The ya at the end of the word is spelled without dots. Okay? This is another little thing to look for. Look at, for example, Surah Fi ayyi. You see this? Fi fa and ya. But the dots are not there. Ayyi hamza ya. Dots are not there. This is a ya, isn't it? This is a ya. This is a fa. This is a ya. Hamza, ya. But the dots are not written. This is how in the Quran that we're using for our study and that's used in a lot of the world, that's how it's written. The dots are missing at the ya, that's at the end of the word. Okay? But this is not alif maqsura. Alif maqsura has the little alif sitting on the ya. Okay? That is what alif maqsura is. Let us look at an example. Okay? Let us look at an example. Oh my god, where am I? right here. Okay, let's look at Surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. Okay, I think a nice way for us to bring it all together. I'm going to start from ayah number 2. Ready, folks? What is this letter? Ah, I love that. HW. Hamzatul Wasl. Can everybody see the screen? Let me stop the share and start the share again. Right. Bismillah. Hamzatul Wasl. What is this guy? And what does it have on it? Lam with the shadda. And a fatha. Great. This is Dal with the kasra. What is this guy? Is it Alif Maksura or Ya? It is a Ya. Very good. This is a Kha with the Fatha. Lam with the Fatha. Qaf with the Fatha. Fa with the Fatha. Seen with the Fatha. Wow with the Shadda and a Fatha. What is this? Ya or Alif Maksura? You can try AM for Alif Maksura. It is Alif Maksura. Very good. Fantastic. Let us now try to make this. This is a Hamzatul Wasl. Is it pronounced when starting a word, dropped when continuing? Are we starting? Yes, we are. So it is pronounced as a. So this would be al. How, and this is how long? This is what? Great. La is also one. The is. The is two, right? Because the kasra followed by ya the sukoon, two. Kha is one. La is one. Qaf is one. Or qa is one. Fa is one. Saw. That's the first part of the sound, right? Shadda is the doubling of the waw. So saw. Wa. Ah, very nice. Thank you. Two. All right. That for us is, mashallah, very well done. Ya and Alif Maksura. How do we determine the haraka on the Hamzatul Wasl when starting a word? That is a excellent question, Sir Samar. And I can't answer it for you right now. Do you know why? Because the answer is quite complicated. And the way we will approach it is, we will take it piece by piece by piece. Okay? This is the first piece. Hamzatul Wasl, we're putting a fatha on it. Then there's going to be a time where we start putting a kasra on it. Then there's a time we start putting a dhamma on it. All of those, there's rules around that. We will get to them one by one. Is that okay, Sister Saman? So the ala with Alif Maksura can be written as ala with lam, alif, the sukoon. No, Sister Hiba, it can't be. Excellent question, though. That's the first question, right? The first question Sister Hiba asked is, can I write ala? It's a terrible writing of ala, but it's all right. Let's try again. Can I write ala? You know what? I should do this. struggling to use my thing. So question, guys. Can I write ala as the answer is no, you cannot. Okay, this is actually a different word altogether. It is actually a word. Do you want me to show it to you? I'll show it to you in the Quran. It comes in the Quran. Inna fir'auna
ala
fil ard. See that? That's a different word altogether. Not the same meaning at all. Totally different meaning. Related meaning? Sure, a little bit related. But totally different world. Totally different word. Okay? That's a great question. You also had a question, Sister Heba. Is there a reason specifically for Ya with no dots? There is no reason. This is just the way the scholar of Quran, who is the calligrapher of the Quran, that's how he wrote it. And we just have to deal with it. Alright? It's just a writing difference. If you pick up a Quran printed somewhere else, you may find the Ya with the dots in it. But again, the font we're using in Quran.com, Tanzeel.net, that one that I think we would be using, and I think the one that has probably the best features for an Arabic student is the one that right here we're using, the one that's written and printed in Medina. So it has these little small idiosyncrasies that we have to point out. Okay? Just so that you're not confused. Alright, great question, Sister Abad. Jazakallah khair. Let us also... Oh, let us go back to our keyboard. Okay? Man, I have to refresh this again. You look at the keyboard, you press Shift... And you see something interesting. Do you see it? Let me zoom in. You see the tashkeel. Do you see it? The tashkeel are all here. Allahu Akbar. Right? So I put a fatha on the ba like this. I put a kasra on the ta like that. I put a dhamma on the tha like that. Sukoon X. Shadda, where the dhal is above the tab. Let's put two fathas on the dhad. But what else do I do? It's a tanween, right? What else do I do?
Daddy, Baba, I'm just waiting for you.
Add an alif, thank you. That's a spelling rule. Okay? Ta. Two dhammas. Tun. Do I add an alif here as well? Why not alif for tun? Is it part of the spelling rule? For two dhammas? It's not. Only for two fathas. Correct. Dha, two kasras. How is that pronounced? This one right here? Excellent. Right, just try your best to spell it out to the best of your ability. No problem. Lin, should I add an alif? No alif. Perfect. only for the two fathas. So we also figured out the tanween here as well. MashaAllah. Awesome. Let us go back to our friend here, which is the surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. Let's also just do a couple of more activities identifying the Al Maksura. So Nadia is pointing out that the exception is the Ta Marbuta. And Sister Nadia is actually correct. Because if we were to look at, say, Surah Al-Qariyah. Right, Surah Al-Qariyah is, I don't know, 102? No. 101. Close enough. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Surah Qariyah does not have an example of that. I'm trying to remember where I can find an example. SubhanAllah, I'm drawing a blank. You know what, sister Nadia, I can't think of an example off the top of my head right now of a ta marbuta. With two fathas. No, it's a great question. I just thought I could remember it right now. No problem. Sister Solange, can you think of an example maybe? Where a ta marbuta comes with two fathas. It was right there where. I think it was ta marbuta with two dhammas. That's two dhammas. Higher? Oh. Ah! Oh, yay! Thank you, Sister Solange. 226. Surah Fajr 28. Okay. Let's go for 226 first. Ah, there you go. Thank you. Jazakallah khair. Ba'udatan. Ba'udatan. Tamarbuta, written with two dhammas. This one, an interesting little tidbit for us to keep in mind, that the tanween that is written with two fathas only on ta marbuta does not need an alif afterwards. Okay, Surah Fajr ayah 28 as well. Let me look at another example of that. Surah Fajr, thank you, mashallah. It's helpful to sometimes you draw a blank, so it's really helpful for to get some support quickly here. Ah, yes, very good. Ah, mashallah. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyatan. Hamza. Sometimes it's written, sometimes it's not. And subhanallah, it's pronounced though. It's pronounced. Hamza, like I said, Sister Bidad, is a complicated creature. We don't want to talk about all of its complications right now because it will just confuse us. But the Ta'amar Buta by itself, that's a solid rule and no problem. Okay? There is still a few other things here that we haven't spoken about. You know, like, I'll show you, but you can anticipate that later. Okay? Something like this. Hudan. You see how there's a tanween? But then after the tanween, there is a ya with no dots. But it's not an alif maksura either. What is up with that? That is something for later. Okay. What about in Surah A'la? I skipped ayah number one. Right? I skipped ayah number one. I didn't talk about this one.
Al-A'la.
Ah. Because it's a complicated answer. We're not ready for that one just yet. So we're gonna try our best to slowly but surely, you know, peel away the layers of complication. But this is how it's gonna be in Arabic class. We can't just generally discuss all scenarios at one time because that will probably confuse you. Okay? So slowly but surely we will unpack them one bit at a time. Alright? Last thing, inshallah, before we end. We have Mariam and Asya. I'm almost done. Alright, can we go now, please? Thank you. Alright. Inshallah. Okay. Now, please don't touch that. Okay. Now, here is a homework for you. Ready? Like homework. Oh no. Homework. Type your name in Arabic in an email and send it to me. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much. Type your name in Arabic and send it to me. You can use the Arabic keyboard. Just go with it. Arabic keyboard that's over here, or you can install an Arabic keyboard on your device. Okay, so look here, I'm typing in English. You see that ENG? Now I can change my keyboard, and this Ayn says I'm typing in Arabic. Okay, this is Windows that I'm using, by the way. Okay, and what you can do is you can like click it, you can go to language preferences. You can add a language over here. Add a language, and then you can add Arabic, Al-Arabiya, and choose the country of your liking. Okay, no problem, they're all the same, okay? You can even do this in the smartphone, okay? You can type it in the smartphone as well. Like, for example, I see, like, here's my phone, right? Okay, let me stop sharing. I don't have the technology to share my screen on Zoom with you. So I'm just going to do it a very old school way, which is hold it up to the camera so you can see. All right. You see this? There's a button of the globe. You press the button of the globe and it turns into the Arabic keyboard. Okay. And when you press the dot button and hold it, all the tashkil are over here. Okay, how do you install this on your phone? Just Google it. There's also like settings. You can, like in Android, you go to settings like this, and it can tell you where. Stop that, please. Where is? It's going out of focus. Oh, let's just stop shaking it. It's going out of focus. Like that, you see, you go in settings and it will show you where to install it. Okay, so those are just some options for you, inshallah. But I want you to type it and send it to me. Okay, that's the homework. Do you recommend getting the Arabic keyboard cover that is in Arabic? Absolutely. In fact, I have it as well. I have the sticker, some of them have fallen off now, mashallah. But absolutely, I recommend that. It is very, very good. This is a very, very good skill for you to acquire, the ability to start typing in Arabic, because that is how, inshallah, you can continue your journey of learning Arabic, and inshallah, continue this for a long time without it becoming a crutch, inshallah. All right? Jazakumullah khair, everybody, for participating. It was. I hope this was a good session. This is something that this is how the tutorial generally would be. I will introduce different things today. I think this was like the topic that I wanted to focus on, so all of us can build up these the ability to participate inshallah, writing in Arabic, inshallah. Okay, jazakum Allah khairan. Wasallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'll see you all on Monday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ngayakum. Right.
So, Baba, what is this for exactly?